From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The list of high-profile Republicans distancing themselves from presidential nominee Donald Trump continues to grow. Even his running mate, Indiana Governor Mike Pence, has condemned Trump's lewd comments about women released in a video from 2005. House Speaker Paul Ryan, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, former National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice, and Trump's former opponents, Governor John Kasich of Ohio and Dr. Ben Carson, have come out against his statements. Vice presidential candidate Mike Pence of Indiana said he could not condone or defend Trump's words. Even the candidate's wife, Melania Trump, said in a statement, "The words my husband used are unacceptable and offensive to me. This does not represent the man I know." The candidate did issue an apology early Saturday morning, saying that the words on the tape do not reflect who he is now. Several Republicans have called for Trump to step aside, but the nominee told the Wall Street Journal newspaper there was zero chance that he would quit the race. Hurricane Matthew made landfall in the United States in South Carolina Saturday after killing hundreds in the Caribbean. The storm is expected to dump massive amounts of rain on the Carolinas. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory asked residents to move to higher ground.
And if you are in a low-lying area, and you know you're in a low-lying area that's flooded with a lot less rain than that, it's time to get out of there and find someplace else to stay in higher areas of land or in shelters, because it will flood with that much rain.
Matthew has killed nearly 900 people in Haiti and left tens of thousands of others homeless. So far, 4 people died in Florida, 2 in Georgia, and 3 in North Carolina. This is VOA News. Russia has vetoed a French-drafted UN Security Council resolution that would have demanded an immediate end to airstrikes in Syria. France and Spain had co-sponsored a resolution that would have ended all flights over the city of Aleppo, which has been the site of horrendous bombardments, including an attack on a hospital Thursday that left 20 people dead. Russia, meanwhile, has backed the Assad government with a year-long air campaign. U.S. Ambassador David Pressman said that Saturday's vote signs the death notice for Aleppo.
One of us, perversely the president of the United Nations Security Council, is intent on allowing the killing to continue and indeed participating in carrying it out.
A rival Russian resolution calling for separation of moderate and extremist forces in Syria, but not an end to the air campaign, failed to get the needed 9 yes votes. Meanwhile, the fighting continued in Syria, with government forces reporting the takeover of an area on Aleppo's northern outskirts. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said government forces also recaptured several towns from rebels in Hama's northern countryside and in the suburbs of Damascus. An airstrike by the Saudi-led coalition has killed 82 people and wounded hundreds of others attending a funeral at a hall in Yemen's capital city, Sana'a. Witnesses say that one missile hit the hall and another landed nearby during the funeral for the father of Galal al-Rawishan, the interior minister of the rebel Houthi government. Al-Rawishan is reported to have been seriously injured. Witnesses are blaming the strike on the Saudi-led coalition that supports the internationally recognized government of President Abd Rabu Mansur Hadi. A source with the Saudi coalition told Reuters that the coalition had no role in the airstrike. German police are searching for a suspect identified as 22-year-old Jaber al-Bakr after receiving intelligence that he was planning a bombing attack. Authorities detained 3 people known to al-Bakr after they found explosives in an apartment they raided while looking for him in the eastern city of Chemnitz. A series of attacks hit Germany this summer. Islamic State claimed 2 in late July. Police shot dead the assailants in both incidences. Security forces in Bangladesh killed 11 suspected members of an Islamist militant group in an ongoing crackdown against extremism in that country. Those killed belonged to the Jumatul Mujahideen Bangladesh, which was blamed for an attack on a capital city of Dhaka. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.